There is something about defining a problem as you see it, and thinking that you've defined it accurately, that leads you to expect that perhaps that is the solution to the problem, author and scholar Ruth Weiss said this morning on the Commentary podcast. Weiss was discussing the re-release of her 1992 book, If I Am Not For Myself, The Liberal Betrayal of the Jews, noting the special pain of knowing that you diagnose something accurately, and then realizing you do not have the means of correcting it. The dilemma, she notes, is that, if you don't diagnose a problem accurately, you have no hope of correcting it, and yet, things have a way of taking their course, regardless of what we say or do. What a chilling thought. It's chilling because it feels so true. Here we are with brilliant commentators producing brilliant commentary on, say, the roots of antisemitism and anti-Zionism, complete with books, summits, and white papers, and it barely makes a dent. If anything, the disease only seems to get worse. For a people obsessed with fixing problems, it's disheartening to think that our enormous efforts at diagnosing and understanding antisemitism and anti-Zionism are not making a difference. How does one explain such a sobering reality? Has Jew hatred and Israel hatred in the age of social media become immune to truth and understanding? I got an inkling of an answer while watching the World Cup. Each of the 48 countries who entered the tournament share the exact same feature: rabid fans. Whether rooting for Canada, Japan, Jordan, Cape Verde, Ghana, Ecuador, Mexico, Croatia, France, Germany, Norway, Turkey, or the United States, the fans are delirious. It's not just patriotism, it's tribal. Their frenzy reminded me of the delirium of Jew haters. Have you seen their body language? Whether on city streets or college campuses, these are not activists. They're rabid haters. Just as World Cup fans are delirious in favor of their teams, Jew haters are delirious against who they hate the most, Jews. I can give you smart analyses to diagnose this phenomenon. It's true that it makes us feel good to understand something, to feel that we have a handle on things. The problem is the large canyon between sophisticated analysis and barbaric hatred. The desire to eradicate Jews and Israel is barbaric. It makes no pretense to be otherwise. Weiss makes the wise observation that the real disease behind antisemitism is anti-ism. World Cup fans are pro. Jew haters are anti. If they were pro-Palestinian, they wouldn't have remained silent for decades while millions of Palestinians have been brutalized and oppressed in places like Lebanon and Jordan. They're not pro-anything. Jew haters are anti-anti-everything the Jews represent. Just as it takes a word or two to light up a World Cup fan, like the name of their country, it only takes words like genocide, apartheid, or colonialism to light up Jew haters. Just as a World Cup fan is locked in, Jew haters are locked in. I'm a rabid fan of the US team. I'm locked in with pro. Anti-Semites are rabid haters of Jews. They're locked in with anti. No brilliant analysis can contradict those who are locked in. So, if brilliant analyses can't make a difference, what can? I see three things. 1. Treat this like a war. Don't waste time with surveys and condemnations. That makes us look weak. Use the law to protect Jews and punish haters. 2. Fight the haters with attitude, not arguments. Emulate their radical enthusiasm. When I confronted a mob of Israel haters last month in Montreal, I showed them something they rarely see: someone who really loves Israel. For good measure, I added some tribal bluster that, we're winning and you're losing. It wasn't refined or sophisticated. It was attitude. Finally, be happy. Don't just be proud Jews, be happy Jews. Nothing drives haters more nuts than the realization that the more they hate us, the happier and prouder we are, and the more we win. I know, with Jew hatred at record levels, words like happiness and winning sound delusional. Maybe they are, but as a rabid Jew, it's the only diagnosis I can come up with. Go US!